I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, November 22. Coming up, special interest groups to be protected during NIDS rollout. Government moves to have farmers certified by Global Gap and $130 million spent on proper pesticide use training. The news in detail after this message.
Persons living and working in Western Jamaica, do you know what to do if someone dies without making a will, leaving children under 18 years old, land, motor vehicles, and other assets? Do you have an ongoing matter with the Administrator General's Department? Come talk to us on Wednesday, November 29 at our Securing Your Legacy Roadshow from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the National Housing Trust parking lot at 42B Union Street in Montego Bay, St. James. That's the Administrator General's Department. Securing your legacy.
Now the news. Prime Minister Andrew Holness is moving to reassure members of the public that every effort will be made to protect special interest groups who may be negatively affected by the rollout of the National Identification System, NIDS. In recent weeks, concerns have been raised that some individuals may be unintentionally stressed or disadvantaged if they must provide their personal information when seeking to access specialized government services such as HIV treatment. Mr. Holness says, however, efforts will be made to ensure no special interest group is abused under NIDS.
I'm sensitive to the issue. I'm going to look into it to make sure that there is no policy in place that could anyway deprive them, because it is a serious issue.
Prime Minister Holness was speaking in Parliament Tuesday. The National Identification System will provide a comprehensive and secure structure to capture and store the personal identity information of citizens. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury, says the government is moving to have farmers certified by Global Gap. Global Gap is an internationally recognized organization dedicated to good agricultural practices.
A critical part of that Global Gap certification is training on pesticide usage and record keeping. We expect these agroparks to be so certified so that from that we can engage the market. Because we have been to Britain, we have found good markets, but everybody says when you get the Global Gap, you come back, because those people are very serious about food safety.
In the meantime, the government has spent approximately $130 million to provide training to farmers in proper pesticide use as part of efforts to boost food health and safety. The training falls under the Agricultural Competitiveness Program, ACP. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanbury, says the components of the ACP include farm-to-market linkages, food safety and quality management systems, as well as agribusiness value chain development.
Food health and safety is almost a public good, and that is why we spend so much money to ensure that we have the traceability systems. We have a sufficiently robust extension service, but all of that will have little impact if in the end our farmers have not assimilated these lessons. And that is why, in a deliberate way, we have spent the last year or so to train ordinary farmers in the proper use of pesticides.
Mr. Stanbury was speaking at a recent pesticide survey results presentation ceremony in Kingston, where 60 farmers from the New Forest, Duff House, Yalas, Spring Plain, Ebony Park and Plant and Garden River Agriparks received certification. And the National Works Agency, NWA, is advising motorists that the right lane along the westbound section of Washington Boulevard is now closed. This as a section of the roadway has collapsed, creating a large hole just about 200 meters before the Duhaney Park traffic lights and the entrance to Corville Gardens.
It was due to a faulty NWC sewer line. So we, in fact, got in contact with the NWC since yesterday, and they were out there yesterday, and they are there. We can see that they're there currently. I'm trying to rectify that problem. As I speak to you, they are pumping water out of the hole with the intention to replace the sewer line, which collapsed.
Senior Communications and Customer Service Manager at the NWA, Ramona Lawson. The NWA is advising that the exclusive use of the extreme left lane by public passenger buses will be discontinued until the problem is resolved. Motorists are being advised to proceed with caution and obey workmen and posted warning signs. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.